Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon. The
score! PETA, you gotta get on base more and stop swinging at garbage.
PETA, you gotta stop swinging at garbage. I'll work on it.
It's almost there.
Right? If only my parents were wealthy like Lois.
The Peter Schmitz?
I don't know that I would have married Peter.
Well, he seems like a fun dude. I mean, he gets himself in hilarious scenarios. You could just watch him all day and it'd be hilarious.
But would I have given birth to a child who wanted to take over the world and had a teddy bear named Rupert? Perhaps.
Right.
Perhaps.
Yeah. I could see it.
That seems a little on brand.
Yeah.
Thanks to our guests. Thanks to Danny Parkins. Thanks to Clay Harbor. Thanks to Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Baby T, because he's here. Thanks to Tanny. Thanks to Brandon Fryer. Of course, our great video team, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, Max Curtis. Yeah, Baby T gets a thanks for being here. Why not? And thanks to everybody who put up with us today. And thanks to everybody who called and hung out on our Twitch chat as well and texted. This was a fun show. And now we go out to Gallagher Way, where I swear I'm going to get their names right because I'm not laughing too much. Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel. What's up, guys?
What's happening, y'all? Like, which other grunge singer will be out here? Is it the lead singer of Mudhoney or Dinosaur Jr. Ooh. Or Faith No More or Alice in Chains or 311 or Candlebox?
R.I.P. to Layne Staley. Yeah. Can't be Alice in Chains.
They still
Mother
tour,
Love
though.
Bone or
yeah, Mark Arm from Mudhoney's still around. What else?
How about Loco H?
Scott Lucas.
Keep it copacetic.
My buddy Scott Lucas. I've played with him many times.
Wait, the lead singer of Disturbed is from here. The whole band is from here.
Totally.
But I think they're mostly Sox fans.
All right. Well, I mean, apparently, if you had a band in the 90s, someone who calls into your show thinks that you're going to be at the game.
Yes. And thanks, most importantly, 708 to Clown, Mike. We are now just calling Clown.
Where's
Small C?
He was walking by you guys yesterday.
People want to know if Clown is out there.
He was there.
Early.
Well, yeah, we haven't seen him yet, but he was a star last night. Like, I talked to two friends who were here last night, talked to them after the game, and they're like, "Did you see the dude in the clown makeup?" I'm like, "Oh, yeah. He's been a thing on the radio station all day long."
Probably too much now. Probably. I'm Robbie. Probably need to dial it back a little bit.
Back off on the clown?
Yeah.
He's peaked on the score. That's really as far as we can take you, clown.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, turn it down, clown.
turn down
the clown.
Bring
Simplify.
In the clown.
Yes. Also,
I look
can you
forward
tell
to his weekend show.
Send in the clown. That's right.
Send Chris. In the clown.
Can you tell? I didn't watch horror movies because I just didn't want to do that to myself. So I'm like, clowns are fine.
Yeah,
sharks are
not,
okay.
Yeah, they're not though. The John Wayne Gacy series is coming to Peacock, right?
Yes.
You know, you've got a good friendship when somebody texts you excitedly the trailer for the John Wayne Gacy series.
And that
hey,
man's
man,
name
let's
is Chris Tannehill.
100%. You are on it. You nailed it. Exactly right.
Who is DJing out there today? John Summit was yesterday. Who do you guys have?
Yeah, no,
DJ
nobody.
Illa out there? What's going
it's
on?
It's too bad. Well, Avicii has passed, or else we could have gone down that road.
What are you doing?
Jay Illa would be dope out here.
I know.
Chance the Rapper's at Northerly Island tomorrow night. Oh. I know because Bonnie Raitt is offering his tickets. That's exciting.
Maybe he throws out the first. Maybe he's a secret throughout the first pitch guy.
Oh, hell no. No. That'd be like Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
Right?
You can't, oh, yeah, that's right.
You can't have that.
Yeah.
He was at the Bananas game. He's at the Bananas game.
As long as he doesn't say, root for the champs. Champs!
You know,
I believe happy birthday to Bernie Mac.
Oh?
I believe today is his birthday.
Happy heavenly birthday to Bernie Mac.
Shout out to the legend from 69th Street.
Dude, it was a thing last night. Like, in our section, like, John Mulaney walks by because he's doing play ball. Joel Murray is there hanging out. Mark Eversley, the Bulls GM, nice. Was in my row last night.
The Bulls were in a suite, yeah.
Yeah, then the players were in a suite, I guess, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, and but Fergie Jenkins, four rows in front, and then, like, in the eighth inning, they're like, oh, look, there's Andre Dawson. They put him on the screen. Like, my buddy was sitting next to Carlos Zambrano in another section. Like, it was everybody was there last night. That thing felt like playoff baseball last night all of a sudden. So, game on.
That thing, and we're going to talk about it a little bit. That thing felt like a football team trying to run out the clock yesterday.
Oh, dude.
It was really hard for me not to steal that analogy. You said it in the group thread last night, and it was money. I did Fox last night with Lou, and I'm like, God, I want to steal Lawrence's analogy. I could have done it and given you credit.
Yeah, you could have just given me attribution.
I know. I thought about it. I thought about it. But I didn't. But then it felt too clunky. But that's perfect. That's exactly what that felt like. The four-minute offense for 2.5 quarters
Dude, when Jake Bowers hits the home run off Kittredge in the seventh, and it's 4-3, to me, was all their comeback was completed. I knew the Cubs weren't scoring anymore. I knew that four was going to be the maximum at that point. He hits that thing. And then good for Kittredge, by the way, to go 1-2-3 after that. And then, obviously, Craig leaves him in for the eighth inning, gets the double to Cheerio. And then Brad Keller, my MVP of the game last night. And maybe I'm saying that a little bit relative to his last game, which was just really bad, even though the Cubs ended up winning and clinching there. But
and his first batter, Grody.
Yeah.
His first batter.
Yes.
It was like, oh, no, is this a holdover? Like, is the moment too big for Brad Keller again?
Mm-hmm.
But then it wasn't.
Like, it's that strikeout of Bowers was like the biggest moment of the game, I thought, because that's where oh, God, here Bowers has already had an RBI hit. He's had the home run. What kind of damage is he going to do now? But no, he gets the strikeout, and then a 1-2-3 ninth inning. So nice.
It was setting up to be so disappointing when you have the moment. You're like, oh, wait, isn't that supposed to be infield fly? Oh, it's not, because no one was underneath it.
Arguments in the stands about what that was.
Yep.
People needing it explained to them. Multiple times. Like, no, I've never seen that called before in my life. I know, but guess
what?
That's
the rule.
It was the rule. Like, you have to expect the fielders to catch it with normal effort, and Bush is lost right away.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know where the ball is.
So let me ask you two things about that play. One, if Bush pretends he sees it,
yeah,
it's an infield fly.
It is, yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that you can ask him to think about that in real time.
You could obviously, so the umpire could say it was reasonable that Michael Bush thought he could catch the ball. Yes.
Right.
You have to act the part.
But he's got to make it clear that he can't see it, so Nico starts running and almost gets there, you know, I guess. So, but that's one thing. And then the other, Carson Kelly picks up the ball and is looking to fire it to second because he could have got the force, but there's nobody there. Because Nico came running in for the pop fly, and I think Dansby was headed towards third. So second base is wide open. It was just so weird to see that.
PCA was charging in from center field to trick.
Yes.
He's like, somebody, and he just ejected, but he got there too late, obviously.
It's that mixed light temperature, too. You know what I'm talking about, where there's just enough of, like, the blue daylight combined with, like, the more golden sunset.
Beautiful, like that Hughes.
And then, you know, like, the surrounding, obviously, lights that are created. So the main light. That's
Grody
what I felt
waxing.
Like you were dealing with yesterday.
I think you're right.
Grody was waxing poetic about that earlier, Layla.
Oh, do tell.
Yeah, well, no.
Day turning to night, night turning to day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
No, it really is cool, though. It's like two separate feelings, like that 4 o'clock feel, yes. You know, and the sun is doing damage, quite like not just in the infield, but you saw those guys testing out, like they all look like, don't hit me the damn ball right now because it's going to be trouble. But then the sun goes down and gently the lights take over at Wrigley Field. The darkness takes over, which just night feels more special in general, right? Big dramatic moment. It's Wrigley Field. We're all together watching this, even if it's on TV. It's not only a beautiful baseball moment, it's a beautiful Chicago moment.
Oh, the bard himself, Mark Grody, is getting after it.
I feel good.
Speaking to your two different worlds point, Groats, I go out to the car after our 90-minute show, and I like put my work bag out in the car, and Christine's already in, and she texts me, and she's like, grab the blanket. And I'm like, it is 64 degrees. The sun is shining. I am not going to be a guy walking into Wrigley with a blanket.
Yeah, grab the blanket.
Dude, I grabbed that blanket by like inning four. I was like, hey, yep. Blanket. That's nice.
Yep.
It was really nice to have a freaking blanket.
It was
by the
chilly.
Fourth inning.
So it was indeed.
That's how you know it's playoff baseball. The ridiculous amounts of tension and people using blankets.
So we got two of the four of us were at the game. Layla, you were at the game too?
I was at the game.
I was not.
Outstanding. So, Layla, where were you?
I was at one point in 119, and then we got seats in section 22.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie.
Hello there. Yeah. How are you? Yeah. I'm Layla Rahimi. Nice to meet you.
It was not my clout. I'll just say that. My clout buys us a ticket out of the ballpark. Maybe I'm in Gallagher Wick.
I'd like to bring him a copy of the book. That's what we do. We lead with the book.
Oh, Mike Clout.
People lie about that
show.
Stuff anyway.
Math is a problem in the world. Who knew?
Yeah, guys, math is kind of what you do.
Our transition is brought to you by Old Republic Kitchen and Bar. Ice cold beer, legendary food. Thanks, sponsor.
Guys.
Yeah, we appreciate that. I didn't realize this until, I mean, we're out here really early. Like, the players aren't even here yet for this game, but it's so funny to see Gallagher Way really just be a dog park.
Yes.
Because that's what it is.
My golden retrievers. Yeah.
You're right. And it's like all those people who line up to see the statues, I just sat in the sun and had a nice quiet 3 or 4 minutes between Santo and Sandberg.
Okay.
Did you scratch your back?
People putting their dogs up on top of the statues to take pictures.
Well, yeah, and
see,
they can.
The statues. I did have a slight – because, Lawrence, you're so right, because we've gotten to see Gallagher Way come to life. The dogs, like, and it's usually golden retrievers, and they all like to do that thing where they roll around on their back. Something about that
they
turf.
They scratch their back. Yeah,
like, so watching that is, like, beautiful and neat. But what I did also notice is that you have some of the older crowd that comes out there as well doing their exercises, and one guy was rubbing up against one of the statues out there doing like some sort of exercise. I'm like, wait a minute, you can't be using Ryan Sandberg and Billy Williams right now to do your act. I thought it was a little bit much. I really did.
That's probably inappropriate to be like, let me lean on the statue here and get this good stretch.
Yeah, he was doing squats on it, like, and his back was sweating. I'm like, get your sweaty t-shirt off of that, Ron Santo.
Don't
right
be
now.
Doing gains on the statues.
Yeah. use a living person's statue if you're gonna do that. Use Fergie's. You know, like don't use the monuments.
How about don't use Fergie's? There's like fences and benches and all sorts of stuff over here. Use any of them.
Who's the best statue? Who's the best statue to do push-ups on? Light them up.
Hey, wait till they add statues in 2016. I think Crane County kind of said, or next year when the 10-year anniversary.
26. Yeah. Next year's 2026.
2026. Thank you. Yes.
That's got to be like a group thing, kind of like the White Sox one for 2005.
Right? I agree.
It's got to be like a, hey, look at everybody, except Addison Russell.
Yeah. I mean, you could theoretically do it for Bryant because he was an MVP and a World Series champion.
Yeah, but you can't
and
do
a
one,
rookie of the year.
Can't do one for Bryant and not for Rizzo, and now you got Rizzo in the fold.
Well, you can because he was an MVP.
Yeah. What's the moment? What's the moment? Do you do
the final out?
You could do the moment with both of them.
Yeah, with Bryant and Rizzo for the final out. That's your statue.
But that leaves a lot of people out, right? Like that leaves out Lester. That leaves out Baez. It's
Well, that's why you do the White Sox thing where you got guys crawling out of each other. You set the base, and then you have like
Juan Uribe.
Yeah. Big
a
plays.
Succession of moments.
Some big plays in Houston by Juan Uribe.
I walked down Sheffield because I took the train. I parked in Lincoln Park and then took the Red Line here. And it is fun to like have the streets to yourself a little bit and see all of the bricks and see, you know, every couple of steps, here's one of the big bricks. You know, this one is for Harry Carey or whoever. That's kind of a fun way to kind of, if it is the end, like, it's like, oh, all right, well, look at that. Like, look at all this history around here. But I was happy to see them be able to force this for today, even though it just was like they were grinding at the end. And you're like,
oh,
if this game had more innings to it.
But survive in advance, man.
Exactly.
Just like, and you're literally playing for one day at a time, Bonnie Franklin.
They brought that show back.
Did they have Valerie Bertinelli as
no
like,
that was
mom?
Hot in Cleveland. They went with a Latina cast for one day at a time.
Oh right, it was the
young
woman,
lady from here. I forget her
name.
Yeah,
no, I like her. She was on 6 Feet Under. She was
Justina
white,
Machado.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes, thank Justina
she was,
Machado.
She's great on 6 Feet Under. She's great in a lot of stuff.
Who's Schneider? Schneider.
Baby T played Schneider.
We saw be on the lookout for a Baby T lookalike who came up to Marshall and I and said, I'm going to tell you right now, I am your youngest fan. He said, I'm 20 years old, looks just like Baby T, same build. He's got the same Baby T haircut, so just be ready. Clown and Baby T lookalike is what you need to be on the lookout for today.
Also, Mitch had a fan. Like there was this guy wearing one of the obvious shirts, I forget which one, and he came
playing
up to
hits.
Mitch. And he talked about how much he liked the score. So we had just a Mitch fan.
Was it Ben? Was it Ben Rosen?
It was not. It was a real random person who we had never seen before.
He was planted. Mitch did the old, hey, do me a favor here. Just come up to me a little bit later on and just you know, say some nice things about the score. Say some nice things about me. And then, you know, reset Amazing. It and then do it again. So,
I got to tell you.
Who's going to be the fan of Carl in Antioch? We need somebody to pick up that torch.
Well, where's Mitch?
Robbie clearly is. Every time I think of Ben Rosen, I think of one of my favorite score things ever, which is when Mitch brought in Ben to record a spot. I forget what the client
sport
was.
Clips.
It was Sport Clips. It was Sport Clips. And Mitch spent like the whole day with Ben. And
Sport
then,
Quips.
And then went into the studio to record and introduced himself to his son at the beginning of the spot. And asked his son how he's doing. And I just remember just like the joy of like, hey, how are you? We're like, I'm good. And it was like.
It wasn't Emma. No, it what was, are you doing?
It was close.
I'm good. Yeah, I'll fight like, Emma anywhere.
Just it was a beautiful, beautiful moment to have Mitch and Ben like meet each other in the first 2 seconds of a spot after they'd been father and son for 15 years or whatever.
Well, you know, but people change.
I'm here with my son, Ben. Ben, how are you?
Good.
I mean.
Was Ben 2 in that?
He was like, very young.
Was he 4?
He was super young.
Yeah, I think he was maybe 6 or 7.
And just imagine them hanging out of the office for 6 hours and then recording. You just got to check in with him.
Is that when he created the account Son of a Mitch, which was just so, and it might still be.
You think he created a Twitter account at 6 years old?
No, not at that. He was probably around 12 when he, I don't know, we'd have to ask Mitch. But Son of a Mitch was his handle, which
I
was
did
just
love
great.
That Twitter account, yes. Really
I'm good. Here with Classic. My son, Ben. Ben, how are you?
Good.
Good.
Gotta
baby
find
Ben.
Out. Gotta ask your son how he's doing every once in a while.
Now he's a grown man, like captain of industry.
Dude, he's out there. He's working.
Yeah.
He's living.
He's got a
rent.
Job and a full-time job and everything.
Yeah, man.
It's like dream. Things, like people grow up as time passes. It's kind of amazing.
You can spell, too. It's wild.
Well, it skips a generation. It's like male pattern baldness.
Right, exactly.
Here's what we have planned for the show today. We are going to talk about the stress of Game 3. We are also going to check in on the Bears, because I don't know if you know this, but the Bears are back in business. Like, they've got a game coming up Monday night. Jason Leisure is going to join us at 3:25. We are going to have a discussion about Cade Horton. He doesn't feel any pain.
Mm.
If you win tonight,
full
we'll
forward.
Get into that.
Yeah.
Oh. Boog
Shambi is going to come by.
Yes, he is. Boog will be here. He's doing the national call, hanging around his home ballpark. So let's visit with Boog.
You're on Boogsman?
Yes, the Om's Boogsman is, I think, going. We could have used him a couple of days ago.
Well, it's a good point. We should think of some issues that the show has had that we need the Om Boogsman.
The biggest one we resolved on our own.
Take care of it.
The most lucrative one we resolved on our own.
Math is hard for companies that do math,
which is really weird. Yeah. We should probably shut up because now we're just going to get screwed.
Yeah, shut up, Grody. Stop talking.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
People are going to just make stuff up anyway if they want to. Like, that's what I've learned in 2025.
You're getting Layla all wound up, guys. You better
I'm not
go.
Wound up. I was born like this.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Layla Rahimi. She was born wound up.
The thing that people need to forget, don't let the small stature fool you. That woman has the mentality of a linebacker. That's her. That's her whole get down. She is a middle linebacker in her mind.
She is the Dick Butkus of Sports Talk Radio.
The difference is, I take a "don't start no stuff, won't be no stuff" mentality.
Mm. That's pretty good middle linebacker mentality there.
That reminds me of Joe Madden and the Cardinals. We don't start stuff, but we end stuff.
I loved that so much.
I got goosebumps off. That was like, I got to use that.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was good.
But if they don't give a damn, I don't give a.
Right? Is it him?
Instead of it being yours.
Instead of just taking it? I don't do that. I didn't do it last night, Lawrence. I'm like, oh, man, it's the perfect analogy, but, you know, whatever.
Whatever.
Hey, did you acknowledge it? That's 95% of conflict resolution.
It's true. It's true. That is very much
the case.
What's
the other 5%?
I don't know. Feelings.
Overrated.
They pass.
Sitkith.
That's what they say.
But, yeah, so, we got Bears stuff. We got Cubs stuff. It's going to be a great afternoon in front of the dog park that is Gallagher.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. I actually play with a little some sort of poodle mix dog here.
Everything's a poodle mix dog.
He said, may I? And I was like, that's forward. But, yes.
You don't want to just touch someone's dog.
No, it's good.
Make sure they're cleaning up.
Bit.
Yeah, that's how you get
a bad
bit.
Thing.
It's true.
So we are going to do all of that stuff. When we come back, we are going to walk through the stress of Game 3. And we're going to do that after Tanny's Open, which is next here on The Score.
This segment is sponsored by Grand Appliance. Shop the 95th anniversary sale at Grand Appliance for unbeatable prices and exclusive savings on top appliance brands like GE, Cafe, and more. Visit grandappliance.com or your local Grand showroom for complete details. That's Grand Appliance, appliance experts since 1930.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.